When it comes to distractions, I think today's world creates more and more opportunities for distraction by the second. I think there's two ways to look at distraction for me. One is, you know, there's always going to be things around us that are making us distracted, whether it's social media, whether it's people walking in the office when you need to have some privacy, whether it's your telephone going off, you know, whatever that may be. I think, you know, if you need to have periods of concerted effort, then you need to do everything possible to remove those distractions. And that's very simple. You know, you turn your phone off, you lock your office door, you tell people not to disturb you, because, you know, you've just got to have that quiet time. You've just got to get your head down. But I do also think that the real key to not getting distracted is to make sure that you're doing things that you love to do, whether that's, you know, working in a whole business that you love, or whether it's working on particular areas or aspects of business or life that you love. Because I think we rarely get distracted when we enjoy what we're doing. You know, you go back to being a kid and think about some of your favorite hobbies and stuff when you were a kid, you know, whatever they may be. I used to love magic. I always wanted to be a magician and used to learn my magic tricks. And I could sit in my bedroom for hours and hours and hours on end learning my magic tricks. Now, never ever did I feel distracted. I mean, okay, maybe there was no social media 30 years ago to distract me. But, you know, we always have distractions around us. But because I loved what I was doing, I was never really pulled away from it. And I could always keep my head down and concentrate on it. But then it comes to schoolwork, revising, reading a book or something that I wasn't interested in. Well, I mean, I could find my own distractions for that, because you just don't want to be doing it, do you? You know what it's like. You're sat there, your parents tell you to go to your bedroom and to revise, and you just don't do anything. And not only are inbound distractions coming for you, you're just going out trying to find outbound distractions. You're trying to get anything possible to take your time away from doing the task, because you don't want to be doing the task. So I think ultimately, other than the obvious things of keeping distractions away from you, the key is to make sure you're doing things that you love. Because if you're always concentrating on something that you love, then you're never going to let distractions get in your way.